picture this. It's a high profile murder case. The victim, one Rev James Tress. The defendant is pleading guilty, but is taking no plea deal. The state gives their opening statement, then immediately plays a video of the defendant murdering the victim. The defendant, who is representing himself, does nothing besides repeatedly miming basketball throws and timeout symbols, refusing to ever sit down. The prosecutor calls up his first witness, an elderly nun who witnessed the whole ordeal during cross-examination. The defense loudly squawks at the witness until she leaves the stands in tears. The prosecutor calls up a second witness, another nun who says that the defendant has shown this kind of behavior in the past, always coming to the monastery and begging for food when he is given the food. Instead of thanking them, he walks to his Jaguar and retrieves the now mold-covered bag of food that was given to him on his last visit, dumping it onto the floor in front of them during cross. The defendant stood on his desk and gestured to his genitals for 5 minutes, saying nothing. The final witness was Lars Brown, whose testimony was 45 minutes long and consists only of the officer reading aloud the defendant's criminal history, stopping only for the weak of will to exit the room and for the defendant to stop laughing. The defendant was in the restroom for the entirety of his cross-examination of the lieutenant. For closing arguments, the prosecution replayed the video of the defendant murdering the victim. For the defense's closing argument, he replayed the video of him murdering the victim while he commentated. The jury leaves to deliver it and comes back 2 hours later and says, "We find that the prosecutor owes the defendant $20. The judge declares a mistrial and the jury is held in contempt.
Is held in contempt. Do-do-do-do-do.